Blackstone Audio presents The Culling by Robert Johnson. This book is read by Charles Carroll. This book is dedicated to my loving family and friends who supported me throughout this endeavor, and to all those selfless heroes out there committed to a sustainable future. Just two kids, just 2 billion. We can live with that. Teller Mission, Alaska, February 2010. Above, the aurora borealis shifts and dances in the otherwise pitch-black sky of the 88-day-long night. To the naive, it's a beautiful display of color and wonder, perhaps even a nod to the miracle. But for those few who know better, it's merely the violent blasts of solar radiation the atmosphere barely manages to stave off, that radiation being just one of the many corrosive forces trying to crush this anomaly, this tiny bloom called life, from Earth once and for all, and return the universe to its pulseless normalcy. And time seems not to be on life's side. Below, amidst the blowing ice and snow, a team of five labors under portable construction lights, their identities concealed beneath thickly insulated biohazard suits, their generators adding to the natural din of the howling elements. They are excavating. One cuts at the permafrost with a hissing steam hose, slowly changing what was frozen to a boggy muck. Another chips down through a century's depth of ice with a pneumatic jackhammer, while another, awkwardly wrestling a snowblower, tries to clear away the progress. When particularly stubborn spots are encountered, dynamite is slid into holes drilled into the ice. Fuses are lit with flares and warnings, at times in French, at times in Japanese or Spanish or English, are shouted, "Stand clear! Fire in the hole! Hit the deck!" And then comes the muffled explosion. To be followed by more tedious snowblowing, jackhammering, and steam cutting. The worksite is approximately the dimensions of a large school bus carved out of the Arctic ice. At either end of the rectangular pit, two whalebone crucifixes stand tall and defiant against the wind. Upon closer inspection, a few Eskimo necklaces and festoons still cling tenuously to one of the crucifix's crossbars, though the lion's share...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?